Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, allow me to thank you, Ambassador Dan, for organizing these substantive discussions participated by ambassadors and experts on the four core issues. On top of your efforts to provide new ideas on possible draft program work. Taking upon this opportunity, I'd like to briefly reiterate Japan's position on NSA, today's topic, not necessarily on interactive basis. Mr. President, credible security assurances by nuclear weapon states to non-nuclear weapon states is an important instrument that contributes to strengthening the global non-proliferation regime, building confidence among states and improving the security environment. We must recall what has been achieved so far, including the adoption of the UN Security Council Resolution 984 and the final document of the 2010 NPT Review Conference, especially Action 7 and 8 of the 2010 Action Plan. Japan believes that effective international arrangements to assure non-nuclear weapon states against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons could serve as an important immediate step towards our ultimate goal of a world free of nuclear weapons. Given the ongoing challenges to the international peace and security, Japan recognizes the legitimate interest of non-nuclear weapons states, parties to the NPT, that are in compliance with the nuclear non-proliferation obligations to receive unequivocal and legally binding security assurances. It is our belief that NSA, in order to serve as an important intermediary step for all states, needs to be examined with due consideration and assessment of the security environment. To this end, we think that realistic, practical, and focused discussions are required. Mr. President, we also believe that the establishment of a nuclear weapon-free zone can contribute to strengthening the international non-proliferation regime. As noted in Action 9 of the 2010 NPT final document, we encourage the establishment of further nuclear weapon-free zones, where appropriate on the basis of arrangements freely arrived at by the states of the region concerned, and in accordance with the 1990 guidelines of the Disarmament Commission. By signing and ratifying relevant protocols that contain negative security assurances, nuclear weapon states would undertake individual commitments with respect to the status of such zones to not use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against states that are party to such protocols. These commitments will contribute to further improving the security environment and to strengthening the global non-proliferation regime. In this regard, we welcome that five nuclear weapon states are willing to restart consultations with Southeast Asian countries on the protocol to the Southeast Asian Nuclear Weapon Free Zone Treaty, just as stated by ambassadors of China and France. I thank you, Mr. President.